Welcome to the PiTech Solutions Podcast, where we bring you the latest in news and trends shaping the future of technology in regulated industries. I'm Mike, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Laura. Laura, this week we are turning our attention to the insurance sector, and the story there right now is genuinely fascinating. Artificial intelligence is moving faster through insurance than almost anyone predicted, but the guardrails are struggling to keep up.
Thanks, Mike. That tension is exactly what caught my eye, too. Let me give our listeners a number that frames the whole conversation. As of this spring, roughly 64% of U.S. insurance agencies are now using AI in at least one workflow. Back in 2024, that figure was just 38%. So in about 2 years, it has nearly doubled.
That is a remarkable adoption curve. But here's the part that should make every C-suite leader sit up. 98% of agencies say they plan to invest more in AI this year. Yet only 13% of them have a formal AI use policy in place. Think about that gap.
It is a governance gap, and it is a big one. Adoption is outpacing oversight. Independent agents are reaching for these tools faster than their own firms can write the rules for using them, and in a regulated industry, that is not a small problem. It is the kind of thing that surfaces during a market conduct exam.
Right, and that is a perfect segue into the regulatory side, because the regulators have absolutely been paying attention. Laura, walk us through where the National Association of Insurance Commissioners stands.
Sure. The NAIC adopted its model bulletin on the use of AI systems by insurers back in 2023. The core message of that bulletin is simple but important. Existing insurance laws still apply to AI. Using an algorithm does not change your legal obligations around fairness, transparency, or unfair discrimination. As of early 2026, more than half the states, somewhere around 24, have adopted that bulletin or substantially similar guidance.
And there is a newer development that I think is the real headline for compliance teams. The NAIC has launched an AI systems evaluation tool. Tell us what that actually is.
This is the one to watch. It is a standardized framework that gives state examiners a consistent way to review an insurer's AI governance program during examinations. Instead of every state improvising, examiners get a common playbook. It is running as a multi-state pilot from January through September of 2026, with 12 participating states.
So for our listeners in the C-suite, the message is that AI governance is shifting from a nice-to-have to something examiners will literally have a checklist for. If you are part of the 87% of firms without a formal AI policy, that pilot should feel like a countdown clock.
Exactly. And it is not just about having a document on a shelf. The bulletin expects real substance. Governance structures, documentation, testing for bias, and oversight of third-party vendors. Because so many insurers are buying AI from outside providers, that third-party oversight piece is where a lot of companies are exposed.
Let's talk about where the technology is actually delivering, because it is not all caution and compliance. The underwriting side has produced what I would call the marquee deployment of the year. AIG built a generative AI underwriting assistant in partnership with Anthropic and Palantir.
I love this example because it shows the realistic version of AI in insurance. It is not replacing underwriters. The assistant ingests and prioritizes the flood of carrier submissions in the excess and surplus space. And it automates the routine decisions that used to eat up the most time. So the human underwriter spends their judgment where it matters most, on the complex risks.
That is the augmentation model rather than the replacement model. And the results elsewhere back it up. On the claims side, some organizations are reporting roughly 75% faster resolution and cost reductions in the 30 to 40% range when AI is integrated well. SAS even predicts many straightforward claims will be settled in minutes by agentic AI this year.
Settled in minutes. That is a genuine customer experience revolution. And interestingly, consumers are warming to it. In 2025, only about 20% of policyholders thought it was a good idea for their insurer to use AI. In 2026, that nearly doubled to 39%. Trust is building, slowly.
But Laura, there's a darker side to all this generative capability, and I think we would be doing our listeners a disservice if we skipped it. The same technology that speeds up legitimate claims is supercharging fraud.
This is the topic that honestly keeps risk officers up at night. The Verisk State of Insurance Fraud Study, published in March of 2026, found that 98% of insurance companies said AI-based photo editing tools are now driving digital fraud. Anyone with a laptop can fabricate a crash scene, fake damaged property, or alter a receipt.
And the readiness numbers are sobering. Research from the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners and SAS found that only 7% of anti-fraud professionals say their organizations are more than moderately prepared to detect AI-fueled fraud. Only about a third of insurers say they are very confident they can spot a deepfake in claims correspondence.
So you have this widening gap. Fraudsters are early adopters, and the defenses are lagging. The good news is that AI is also the best defense. The same agentic AI that settles claims can flag synthetic images, detect anomalies, and triage suspicious submissions far faster than a human team alone.
There's also a coverage wrinkle that our commercial listeners need to know about. As of January 1st of 2026, a number of cyber insurance carriers began excluding AI-generated deepfake fraud from standard social engineering coverage. So businesses that renewed after the first of the year may have a gap they do not even realize is there.
That is a fantastic point, Mike, because it shows how AI is reshaping the products themselves, not just the operations behind them. The risk landscape is changing faster than the policy language, and that creates both exposure for buyers and opportunity for carriers who can price these new risks intelligently.
Before we wrap, Laura, I want to touch on distribution, because AI is quietly rewiring how insurance actually reaches the customer. The agent and broker channel is being reshaped in real time.
It really is. AI is taking over the repetitive parts of distribution. Quoting, data entry, first pass needs analysis, follow-up reminders. That frees agents to do the relationship work that machines cannot do. The firms preparing now are redesigning the agent's day around judgment and advice, not paperwork.
And that ties back to a theme we keep circling, which is the divide between the leaders and everyone else. Only about 10% of property and casualty insurers have successfully scaled AI beyond pilots. The rest are stuck in what I'd call proof-of-concept purgatory.
And the reason is rarely the technology itself. It is operating model, data readiness, and governance. The leaders treat AI as an enterprise capability with clear ownership and metrics. The laggards treat it as a series of disconnected experiments. That difference compounds quarter after quarter.
So let's pull the threads together for our C-suite audience. What is the strategic takeaway here?
For me, it is this. The winners in insurance will not be the firms that adopt AI the fastest. They will be the firms that pair fast adoption with disciplined governance. Right now, only about 10% of property and casualty insurers have successfully scaled AI, and more than 40% track no AI metrics at all. Scaling and measurement are the real differentiators.
Well said. Adoption is table stakes now. The competitive edge comes from operational integration, measurement, and a governance framework that can survive an examiner's checklist. The technology is ready. The question is whether the organization around it is ready too.
And that is where firms like PyTech Solutions help bridge the gap, bringing the technology strategy and the governance discipline together so regulated businesses can innovate with confidence.
Couldn't have said it better. Laura, as always, a great conversation. Thanks to everyone for listening.
Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about PyTech Solutions, visit our website at pytechsol.com. Thanks and have a great day.